and welcome to another podcast episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
Hello.
Hello.
And thanks for downloading this podcast again this week.
Yeah.
There it is. It's a long ass way around here, isn't it?
It's a long way of saying thank you, really.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us one more time. He is he, I is I. And how are you doing? You're right.
I'm all right.
Good week?
I have had a good week, actually.
Yeah?
I had a good weekend.
Care to elaborate on the happenings of your weekend?
Well, I dog sat over the weekend.
You dog sat?
Dog sat for a dog. And,
obviously.
I surprised myself a little bit because I'm not a massive animal lover. I love all animals. And you should be respectful.
Wouldn't
to
punch
to
one
animals.
In the face.
No. You know, I wouldn't, like, swing a cat around my head like some lads did when I was growing up.
Hooligans.
You know, we all know one.
Yeah.
Do you think we all had that mate who swung a cat around its head by its tail?
Yeah.
I don't
what
know.
What was a major to clarify?
Maybe it doesn't happen nowadays. Maybe today's kids. Well, you know,
too busy
you don't
with
get away
iPads.
With it nowadays.
They're too busy
do
with
you?
Their digital iPad, you know, their iPads.
If you swung a cat around, yeah, nowadays someone would grab it on video. Back in the day, you can get away with it.
That's true.
There's no such thing
you're
as...
You're all over YouTube in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there's no such thing as mobile phones and the cat swing around the end days, you know, back in the days.
No cat rights as well back
but
in
anyway.
The... Anyway, so no swinging of cats. But
no, but
you said
I haven't got any pets because, to be honest, I've got two children and I can't be
more than enough.
The hassle of having pets as well. But I thought it'd be a nice change for myself and also for the boys to have a little...
Have a little furball for the weekend.
Yeah, have a little dog for
I'm
the weekend.
I'm assuming it was a little dog.
A little doggy worse.
I'm assuming it was a little dog.
Little dog. Cross between a Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah.
And a Jack Russell. Lovely little dog called Ted.
So I was going to say, quite energetic then.
Yeah, and he was good company at the weekend.
Yeah, and how did the boys take to him?
Yeah, they loved him in the end.
Yeah?
Yeah. Elliot made a proper little friend with him over the weekend. Cried when he left yesterday.
Aww.
But he'll come back one day. The reason I surprised myself is because I really enjoyed it. So much that if I could afford to have a dog, I would have a dog.
Yeah.
But the fact remains is that I can't afford to have a dog because having a dog for the weekend is fine and, you know, you could buy tins of food. You know, every week, and you can kind of budget for that.
Yeah.
But other things you have to take into account is things like vet fees.
Yes, know, yeah, of course. Get a sniffle.
Shampoos, injections.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. If they break their leg.
And the time.
It all costs money.
And the time as well. Yeah. Walking, the constant walking.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of
clearing up after them.
That you have to take into consideration.
Yeah.
So... It was a nice trial for
me. Out of 10, what was the experience like?
It was a solid 8.
A solid 8.
He became my little pal. And everywhere I went, he was like my little doggy shadow.
A well-behaved little pooch?
Yes, he was very good. You know, did all his poos in the proper place. And, you know, just so you know, when I did take him out for a walk and he took a shit outside, yes, I did pick it up because I practice what I preach.
Hey!
All right?
And if you're not sure what we're going on about... Wind yourself backwards in the archives.
Well, I don't. I can tell you now, what I'm on about is people who don't pick up their dog shit.
Yeah.
It winds me up. It's like, if you're going to have a dog, right, and that dog just takes a crap outside someone's house.
Outside
like,
anywhere
pick
in
it up.
Public.
It doesn't matter whether it's a dog, a cat, a human, shit is shit. And
pick
I don't
up.
Want it
pick
in
it up.
My house
put it in the bin.
If it ain't mine. You know, I don't shit on my front lawn, so I don't expect any other creature to do it. And if they do, pick it up. That's all I'm asking.
A simple request. A nice solid 8 out of 10 weekend for you then with a little pooch around.
And on Sunday, we were out in the garden, and next door neighbours offered me some Pimm's. And I'm not a drinker.
Right.
I don't drink a lot of alcohol, but when I do...
You do.
I do. And when someone offers me Pimm's as well, for some reason, I gravitate more to Pimm's.
Is it a bit your weakness?
Like, if someone offers me a beer, I'm like,
maybe.
I'd rather have a coffee. Honestly, I'd rather have a coffee than a beer. I don't get beers in the fridge or anything like that. I'm not interested. But if someone offers me a Pimm's, I'm all for it, mate. They were having Pimm's over the road at the school fete a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember you saying,
you
yeah.
know? got on the pimps.
Straight on it. Straight on it. Rude not to.
First time I went to a festival. That was the first thing.
Straight to the beer tent.
The first thing I found at the beer tent was pimps. So that's what I stayed on all night. And I entered the night not being able to remember where the hell I pitched my tent. So we walked around for about 5 hours.
I don't think you were
unique
in that situation. At a festival, generally, most people lose their tents, but
5 hours. But we were in like special camping because of the job and stuff. So I knew the general area, but it still took me about 5 hours to try and find that general area and then find my tents in that general area.
Was this the one where you got stuck in your tent between two tents of people?
No, that was V. No, this is the first festival I went to was Latitude.
Right, just to clarify, I'll just clarify that. No, mind.
I don't have much luck at festivals, but this night, eventually, I found my tent after having like a little power nap next to a car. I was like, I'll just perch myself down here. Like, started to feel myself getting a little bit winded.
Pit stop.
Too many pins. Too much pins. Just sit here a minute. So I always enjoy getting on the pims. So the after pims. That night, I thought pims is my drink. Need some more of that. Yep. Gives me good stories.
So then on Sunday, the pims got around.
Yeah, so I got offered a glass of pims and bless her, next door, she forgot an ingredient in the pims, which is lemonade.
I was going to say what some of the fruit, but no, the lemonade's pretty key.
No, there was too much fruit, to be honest.
Pretty key.
If you have a look outside in the fire pit, there's a lot of discarded fruit. But once I discarded the fruit, I got to the pims drink. Yeah. But didn't realise that what I was drinking was just pure pims.
Straight pims.
Straight pims. So I had two glasses of that. Not one to complain, Rob. I thought, this does... It doesn't
taste... It's a bit strong. It's a bit strong.
It doesn't taste... I thought it had vodka in it.
Right.
I thought Bill had like added like... Hey, yeah. Sneaky
little vodka shot. Vodka
that's what I thought he had done. But no, it was... So after two, like, I was already on the way. I was already on the way, mate.
He's in their mindset.
And
he's
so
like,
I thought,
where's the car?
Well, I'll just carry on. I haven't drank for a while. Let's make today the day.
I'm in it for a penny, I'm in it for a pound. Yeah, I did. All the way through. Yeah. So actually, it sounds like a pretty sterling weekend all round for you.
Yeah, and it's been all right. The kids have finished school now, though. They're off for the summer. Works out about 9-10 weeks before they go back. Because they've broken up early.
Has it sunk in yet?
Well, I had to take Ollie to like an intro
morning.
Yeah,
thing.
An intro morning at primary school today. Yeah. It's not too bad. Primary school is literally over the road. And when I say literally,
we can see it from here.
Literally over my road. That's how lazy I am. I'm like, you want to go to that? No, you go to that school over the road.
Is the one you can see? That's the one you're going to. I think actually, right, because there's a big thing at the moment, and I won't bore you with it. This is actual news. No, we'll go into that in this podcast. Mm. But there's a thing at the moment with parents driving their kids to school if you live within like half a mile. I think all children should go to a school that you can see from your house. Now, if that means standing on the roof and having a look, then
there
fine.
Should be a school in every street. Street schools.
A street school.
And everyone in your street.
You should learn how to...
Like, in your village, maybe. Like, the Hatch here is the village.
Yeah.
You know, there's just one school, and everyone goes to that school.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I like that idea. Yeah. I like that idea. It's very good.
But what I like about the school being just over the road is nowadays, and this never happened when I was back at school, in primary school, they have breakfast clubs.
Okay.
It's a very American thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think there's like a film about that.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. We'll IMDb it later.
But they do breakfast club from 7:30 in the morning.
So they can go and have some breakfast.
Well, they can go over the road, do whatever they do at school nowadays, and have breakfast before school. And school starts at 8:30.
Okay.
All right. Now, after school, there's three options. All right, stay with me.
I'm staying with you.
You can stay an extra hour.
What time does school finish normally? 3?
Yeah, 3:15.
Okay.
All right. So you can stay an extra hour in after school club till 4:15.
Anything particular or just a generic kind of after school thing?
I don't know. I don't know what they get up to.
Stuff.
I haven't really investigated it.
All you know is there's three
All
options.
All I know is that this is going to work out well for me in my area.
Okay.
What was the first one I was saying?
As breakfast club beforehand, right, for an hour.
Yeah, breakfast
and then
club.
There's
all right.
After school
club, you can stay an extra hour till 4:15. That's about £6. You can stay 2 hours till about 5:15. It's about £9. Or you can go the whole hog and stay till 6:15 for £12. But that includes dinner, right?
Okay.
So I'm thinking, if he ever plays
this
me up,
is this £12 a day?
Yeah.
It's not bad. In fairness, it's pretty good.
It's not bad in this situation as well.
Go on.
With the school being over the road too. If he plays me up,
yep,
you're going to school, my son, from 7:30 till 6:15. And that's punishment for you.
11 hey, hours in school.
Get over there. Get out my face. Do a full day, mate. 7:30, 6:15. It's no messing. That's why we think there should be street schools or like village schools, because yeah, then everyone would have that option. I don't mind paying £12 out every now and then. £2.50 for breakfast club. What is that?
£15.
£15
out your
for
all
punishment.
Day. All
yeah,
day.
Yeah. So I think primary school is going to work out well for me. I'm having a great time. I don't know about
him. You do realise this could backfire massively on you, don't you?
But he toddled off no problem this morning. No messing.
Yeah, you do realise this could massively backfire on you. Because if he really, really likes Breakfast Club and all the after-school clubs, yeah, it's £15 a day.
He may be like a proper weird kid who loves school.
That's £75 a week.
I know.
That's £300 a month.
Worth it.
Over three grand a year just to get your ass on out of the house for 11
Worth
hours
it.
A day.
I'll never see him. I don't have to do him breakfast, lunch or dinner. Just drop him off at 6:15. No, kick him over
six
the road.
7:30. Can't drop him off at 6:15 because he'll be there an hour before breakfast club.
No, I'm talking about at night.
You can't drop him off at night. So you can't.
Oh, all right. I'll drop him off in the morning.
Right, yeah.
7:30, yeah. Kick him back over the road, 6:15. He's had his lunch, he's had his dinner, he's had his tea.
He's probably done all of his homework.
Get in the shower, son. Get off to bed. Hey, I'll never see him. I won't have to see him until he goes secondary school.
You won't see your son between the ages of 4 and 11.
Oh, bless him. I hope he does well in the next 5 years.
I'll tell
I'm
you
gonna
what,
miss you, son.
With all this
gonna
extra tuition, he should have been doing. I tell you,
right.
Oh dear, no, it sounds good though. It sounds like you had a good weekend. I'm glad the boys doing good as well, and now you've got 9 weeks to part with them for. Yeah. So good luck with that.
All right, how are you?
I'm all right.
I'm
all right, thank you. Yeah, not too bad. I took a trip. Wait for it, to London at the weekend, okay. And I got on the train. But look at me. Look at me.
All right.
I'm a picture of fine health.
Summer though, innit?
Dodged it.
A lot of the bugs.
I did dodge it.
Yeah.
I think I managed to.
But cold weather don't help.
No.
And the weekend was all right, wasn't it?
Saturday was lovely.
Yeah.
Sunday was rubbish. I don't even know why it's
no, like. I thought Sunday was all right. It was a little bit like confusing because 1 minute
it was warm.
Like blazing hot sunshine. Next minute it was like, yeah, here it was. Remember, you don't live around here, do you? Don't live in the Etch.
Nah. In the Edge.
Where do you live?
I live in the Horn Church.
The Horn Church? The posh end.
Yeah, basically a town that's got ideas
about
the station.
You can tell, commoner here. Posh show over there. The Horn Church.
Posh top.
People think Brent was posh.
So all around.
So you had a good day in London?
I did, yes.
What did you do?
I kind of just went up. There was a food festival in Carnaby Street we wanted to check out, me and the other half. So we went up there. It was okay. We checked it out a little bit, but then we just decided to have a wander, really. Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square, Chenery Abbey, and mooch round.
It's be done every now and then.
Had a little picnic on the embankment. It was nice.
Yeah, I like to go up the embankment.
Yeah, it's a couple of really... Hey, not a euphemism.
No, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than taking a girl up the embankment.
No.
I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly.
And they seem to love it.
They do. So, they do indeed. Especially if you take some little pots of fruit as well.
That's right. Always get some fruit involved.
Absolutely.
A little bit of ice cream as well.
No harm in it.
If you've got the money, get some chocolate sauce.
Job done.
Before I forget again, let's do it at the start of the show, like you said we were. Of course, it was Pharrell's Happy. I would say the majority of people got last week's Lullaby Bye-Bye.
Yeah. Should have done, really.
Especially if you were listening to what actually we were saying last week.
That may be even a little hint.
Yeah. Still not running out of those as well. I think we've got about 3 years worth of them.
Excellent. Well, that's good news. As long as
even though the podcast is ending soon. Spoiler.
No. Wait a minute. This is news to me.
No, it's going to continue for those whole 3 years until I'm through the whole library of lullaby bites.
Okay. So yeah, another lullaby bite at the end of the podcast.
Now, Rob, this week, whether you like it or not, whatever that news is, you're going to announce it and you're going to do it now. I ain't even giving you a chance this week. You mug us off again.
And what?
This is over, all right? I mean it, man. You can't mess people around like this. You saw the reaction on Facebook this week.
More people
talking about it.
I did.
They're fed up with this. All right. You got a 5 second drum roll, mate. You better start talking. So, Rob, get to talking. What is it?
Okay. I told you it was big, and it really is pretty massive. In fact, I would say it's about the biggest news I could possibly have at this point in my life. And it is the fact that I am going to be...
What should I have for dinner tonight? Oh, I got that chicken, haven't I, in the fridge. That's left over from the other night. I don't think I've got enough for Rob, so wait till he goes and get some chips. Get some chips on as well, I think. Yeah. Oh, a bit of gravy. Chicken chips and gravy. Whack a few beans on there as well. It'd be like, shall we? Oh, announcement over.
Oh, mate, I want to slap you on the jacket. Come here, mate. Brilliant news. It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel
Gave them a cheeky bun squeeze. No, that's really good news, man. Glad you finally got that out of your system and the powers that be.
Yeah.
Let you.
As I said, it has been properly under embargo. Good, like, I can't talk about it.
Proper proud of you, man. Thank you.
It's to be honest with it, obviously I've known for a few weeks now, and it's been hard to actually not tell anyone because I haven't been allowed to say anything.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of other things that have to go on, you know, beforehand. Yeah. Lots of
some people don't like talking about it beforehand.
No, they don't. No, exactly.
Right. So anyway, with that great news, I think it's now time for a quiz. All right.
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
From great news to a great quiz.
Hey.
And getting back to my weekend shenanigans, obviously, the Pims did the flow, and so did my Deezer. Do you like that?
Hey.
He's
here all week, everyone. He's here all week.
Ended up having a little boogie in the kitchen. The kitchen playlist came back, but this time I went for some classic tunes. We're talking like 80s, early 90s, proper tunes. In fact, old school dad bangers. You know, the ones that your dad loved.
And are these the ones that when your dad's at a wedding, you'll get up and dance to?
Oh, he loves these ones. He's got them on a mixtape in his car still. Right. So, that's the theme to this week's quiz. Are you ready for the quiz?
Always ready.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. So the rules to the quiz are simple as they always are.
Good news!
Lyric Man will read you some lyrics. These are lyrics to songs that I played in my kitchen when I was on a mad one on the Pims on Sunday evenings.
The dad bangers.
All right?
Yes.
We got it.
I've got it.
How are you with, like, say your 80s?
Well, I kind of feel like there's...
You know me, though, right?
I know you.
So take this into consideration when I am playing you these tracks.
All right, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Who is this? Old school dad banger.
I get up around 7, get out of bed around 9. And I don't worry about nothing, no, cause worrying's a waste of my time. The show usually starts around 7, we go on stage at 9. Get on the bus at 11, sipping a drink and feeling fine.
What are we saying?
I'm good.
Recognize that?
God! Fact that, I got a kind of rocky feel about it because it's this, you know, the whole show starts at 7, on stage at 9, coach at 11. It feels kind of rock and rolly, but.
What's a guess?
Big tunes.
Just need the artist, mate.
I know. Bon Jovi?
Wrong.
I get up around 7, get out of bed around 9, and I don't worry about nothing, no, cause worrying's a waste of my time. The show usually starts around 7, we go on stage at 9. Get on the bus at 11, sipping a drink and feeling fine. We been dancing with Mr. Brownstone. He's been knocking. He won't leave me alone.
Yes, Guns N' Roses, please. And Mr. Brownstone. Do you know that one?
Yeah, one of the lesser Guns N' Roses tracks.
One of the more livelier songs about heroin. No, apparently, Slash and another member of Guns N' Roses, whose name eludes me at this present moment. The other one, Steve. They were just sat around complaining about heroin addicts when they and they just wrote a song and then passed on to Axel. It was like, yeah, we'll do that one.
And, which is weird considering how many drugs Axel Rose has taken in his life.
Well, you know, it was they were sat around complaining about heroin addicts whilst taking heroin.
Yeah, well, you know.
Rock and roll.
As you do.
Right, number 2. Okay. What's this dad banger?
Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or loser. See yourself. You are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself. You are every move you make, so the story goes.
What are we saying? Any clue?
Shake bit was a bit familiar. I just can't put my finger on what it is. This is kind of synthy. It's got synths in it. It's kind of 80s synth pop. I kind of feel like it's potentially a Bowie. I just don't. I can't hear anything in my head. I'm going to go with Bowie.
No.
Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or loser. See yourself. You are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself. You are every move you make. So the story goes.
Yeah, a little bit of yes going on in the kitchen.
Yes.
And owner of a lonely heart. Do you reckon it's a little bit too hard? I thought you may get
no,
these.
No, do you know what? I think I've got my... I'd started
doing DJ with, and stuff like that.
I started with my mind in the wrong era.
So you know where I'm going?
Yeah.
All right.
I've got to think like you. That's right. That's my trouble. Is that, you know, I was thinking a little older, sorry.
I told you that at the beginning of the quiz. Yeah, I don't listen. No, you say I don't listen to you. You don't listen to me, my friend. Right, number three. What is this old school proper dad banger?
Ragdoll, Living in a Movie. Hot Tramp, Daddy's Little Cutie. You're so fine, they'll never see you leaving by the back door, ma'am. Hot Time, Get It While It's Easy. Don't mind, come on up and see me. Ragdoll, Baby, Won't You Do Me Like You Done Before.
Come on, Rob. Got faith in you for this one. Who is it?
You, old school dad banger. Ragdoll, flipping heck.
Long enough?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Slouching, busy, a duty, dizzy. I'll
give it all you got and take it, put it on your memory. Ragdoll, Living in a Movie. Hot Tramp, Daddy's Little Cutie. You're so fine, they'll never see you leaving by the back door. Man. Hot Time, Get It While It's Easy. Don't mind, come on up and see me. Ragdoll, Baby, Won't You Do Me Like You Done Before.
Not a good week for you so far, Robert.
No, it's not.
Are you feeling flat this week, Rob?
No, I can't. I'm not. I just don't know what they are.
Are you exhausted from the revealing of your great news?
I am.
I finally let it out. It's like, can breathe again now. Anyway.
I was about to compare it to something else then, but realised that would be a bit rude.
Focus.
I am focusing.
Robert. And let's go for question four. Let's see if you can get one right this week. What is this dad banger off of the old school days?
All my lazy teenage boasts are now high precision ghosts. And they're coming round the track to haunt me. When she looks at me and laughs, I remind her of the facts. I'm the king of rock and roll, completely. Up from suede shoes, my baby blues.
Come on, Rob, get involved.
The problem is I'm starting to doubt myself now whenever I get an inkling. But I've got to go with my gut instinct and say Elvis.
No. Prefab Sprout. Love this tune.
It is a great tune.
All my lazy teenage boasts are now high precision ghosts. And they're coming round the track to haunt me. When she looks at me and laughs, I remind her of the facts. I'm the king of rock and roll. Completely. Up from suede shoes, my baby blues.
Hot dog, jumping frog, Albuquerque. Hot dog, jumping frog, Albuquerque.
How can you not have that on when you're drunk? hey.
Yeah. No, I think it's the...
Bit of a tough one, but if you could have sang that to me, I would have given it to you.
Yeah, I just think any song with a town like Albuquerque, the name of Albuquerque.
Hot dog, jumping frog, Albuquerque. Name of the show. Final proper dad banger.
I wish I didn't feel so strong about you, like happiness and love revolve around you. Trying to catch your heart is like trying to catch a star. So many people love you, baby. That must be what you are.
So you can give me the artist, or you can sing me what you think it is. I'll give you a chance. Get one right.
I wish I had something. I got nothing. Big, fat, juicy zero.
You're like this.
I wish I didn't feel so strong about you. Like happiness and love revolve around you. Trying to catch your heart is like trying to catch a star. So many people love you, baby. That must be what you are.
Waiting for a star to fall and carry your heart into my arms. That's where you belong, in my arms, baby, yeah. Waiting for a star to fall, carry your heart into my arms. That's where you belong, in my arms.
Boy meets girl.
Yeah.
Waiting for a star to fall, turning back to the kitchen then. Anyway. Not a very good week for you. Excellent week for me, though, I feel. Right. And that was the end of the quiz.
That was a quiz for my makeup. And that was a quiz for my makeup. And that was a quiz for my makeup. That was a quiz for my makeup. And that was a quiz for my makeup.
On just before Waiting for a Star to Fall. was. Sexual Healing, the Kygo remix from about a year ago, appeared on SoundCloud and got an official release earlier on in the year. But love a bit of Marvin Gaye, love a bit of Kygo.
Absolutely.
So love a bit of Sexual Healing as well. Right, so this week, not only has Rob revealed that rather exciting news that he's been holding back on us with for the past couple of weeks, he also came up to me earlier on in the week. He was like, hey, Brian, this week, I'll give you a week off. I was like, what do you mean, Rob? Like, you don't want me on the podcast? He was like, no. He's like, are you all right if I do the show and tell this week? I said, bloody do what you want. It's your podcast too. So it's now time.
It's exactly what you said to me.
Yeah, so it's now time for this week's show and tell. This all has something to do with...
Well, this is going back to when you mentioned that you used to be in a band.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about my old school band, Wilderness.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, Wilderness. I might have a clip here somewhere.
All right.
Again, apologies about the quality of the audio, but it was 1998. But I used to just knock around in the band.
And
when
that
I was
that is
school.
You. That is you on the tops
and singing. Multi-talented, multitasking as a man even at that age, eh? But So what?
I've left on that computer there some samples of some music that I wrote and sung and performed on.
Oh, so you were in a band too?
I was in a band.
How old?
Oh, blimey! Yeah, anyway, we started about 15.
Let's play the bloody bugle and then we'll talk.
Okay.
Tell show, 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 tell show it, Robert.
I am going to. Okay, so the band started when we were about 15.
All right.
We've been mates since the age of about 4, so we'd known each other all our lives.
So whilst you're in school, was it a school band?
Yeah, it was a school band, and then we got sort of like sixth form, college stage, and sort of, you know, getting to the cool stage, 16, 17, right, and things like that. So you're into that kind of trying to be extra cool by being in a band, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we were quite into, I certainly could say this as part of me, into music like Death Cab for Cutie. Bit of Damien Rice in there as well. Right. So it's some more acoustic stuff. You know, between the three of us, we could all play the guitar. Like, my mate Tim could play a lot better than both me and James. But I was a drummer.
No drummer?
I was a drummer.
Right, okay.
But as we've established, I can sing a tune. Yeah. I can hold a few notes.
I think so.
Johnson could play the bass.
Do your mama again, you show-off bastard.
Do I need the echo? Mama!
Didn't it make you mad?
Yeah, it makes you sick. So we had a band together and we wrote some songs and such, but we also did, you know, your normal cover stuff as well. But say mainly we wrote music, and we used to do this thing with between the three of us. We used to send emails back and forth with samples of tracks that we'd written, come up with an idea, you know, bounce it between the three of us and see if we can make something more of it. So I brought a few of them with me today.
Did you do ever any live performances? Or?
Yeah, we played a few times. Yeah. Like played a few end of year concerts at school, and that's sort of how we thought. Actually, we you know, we're pretty good at this.
People liked you, yeah.
Yeah, people did like
us. I love it. Hey, we're pretty good.
So went in. Modest, this is obviously when we were playing covers. That when we started out, obviously you play covers because you don't know how to write a song. You know, don't know your arse and elbow.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a bit older, and we started working out how to write songs. So I thought I'd bring a few with me, and you. Apparently, I haven't heard any of these.
No, I just picked... You sent me 4.
Yeah.
And I liked the look of... not the look. I liked the... the name of this was Simple and stuff.
So all right, and it is?
It's just called Thank You.
Thank You. All right. So this is a song I entirely wrote on my own.
Right.
I played the guitar and sing on it.
All right.
And this was the
demo. There's no other band members in this.
This is the demo version of a song called Thank You, which I'd sent over for us to develop.
Who were you thanking?
Or you play it and you'll find out.
Ooh, spoiler. Where are you? Fucking away?
Oh, obviously.
For making me smile.
feels down. Oh yeah.
So the song is, you wrote the song to thank your friends for making you smile.
Yep.
Oh, good concept.
If I could just show all of my friends how much they mean to me, then I would. Oh, now let me see. I love you all so very equally. And now let me see. You're like my second family.
It's good.
What do you think?
It's good.
I would have been 17, I think, at the time when I wrote that.
Yeah. It's all right.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Obviously, there's a couple of voices of me.
I didn't know you could play the guitar.
You didn't know I could play guitar.
I'm not too sure about the concept, but I'm willing to carry on.
If you want to continue playing, right. There's a bit more.
Okay.
Now here's a round for all of my foes, like this one and that.
These ones, that ones, and those.
Yeah.
Who are we singing about now? Your foes?
Oh, it's more like a kind of pointing thing.
Like
exercise,
your enemies.
Isn't it? You know, it's kind of like...
Like, this song's for you.
Yeah, but in my head...
And you.
I had this idea of, like, there being some sort of, like, video to go with it as well.
Oh, yeah,
so, you know,
there'd
be like, you know, yeah, as you're singing, like, these right. ones, that
okay.
ones, and those,
so
you know.
Little pointy...
Yeah, exactly. Or even just a picture of Pierre, you know.
Thinking ahead. When you write a song, think about the video.
I'm thinking about the bigger picture. You can never bring me down, 'cause guess just what I found. It's all of my friends. Oh, now let me see. I love you all so very equally.
So you even love your foes?
Well, no, I didn't say about the foes, did I?
No, but you were singing about the foes, and now you're saying you love them all equally.
No, I'm talking about my friends again now.
Oh, fuck, it's confusing.
Keep on. Now let me see. You're like my mangrove family tree.
You what?
Mangrove family tree. Have you ever seen a mangrove tree?
No.
It's got lots of... The roots grow out of the ground.
Clever.
It does get a little bit confusing at the end, though.
Oh, really? You say that like it's been fucking simple so far.
This includes all of my old friends. And this includes all of my new friends.
So this includes your old friends.
Old friends and new friends.
And your new friends.
Yep.
And
it's a song about people I'm maybe not necessarily in touch with as much
right.
as I used to be, but maybe like younger.
Can I guess the next lyric?
Try.
Friends to be or something like that.
This includes all of my friends that I have yet to meet.
Hey, close enough.
And this includes...
Brian. No.
You. Technically, yes. So this goes into the chorus again at the end,
right,
but it does get a little bit more complicated.
No, it's very good, man.
Just turn it up a little bit, just to see how complicated this gets.
Let me see.
Right.
I love you all.
It gets incredibly complicated.
Shut up.
Now let me see, you're like my second family. Now let me see, you're like my mangrove family tree.
Mm-mm. Wait for it.
Mm-mm. Fan of Jack Johnson as well.
I am.
Oh, now let me see, I want to thank all of my friends. So many.
My old friends and the new friends.
Me mate Brian.
I know I'm ripping the piss, mate, but you know, I bet people love that.
Yeah, well, I may even redo it at some point.
No,
you know,
fucking don't do that. Mate. So that was
yeah, but now I can listen back to it. Yeah, so
the track is Thank You.
Yeah.
not available to download anywhere. Show and tell, 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 show and tell. He told it.
I did. I played it.
And he played it in the band.
Absolutely.
For his old friends and his new friends.
Do you want to know what the band was called?
Yeah, go.
Art House Soundtrack.
Oh, pretentious. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for that. Gave me a week off in the show and tell. Right. Time to end this week's podcast. And in light of the news earlier on, we'll end it this week with a little bit of difference. Not the normal outro.
No.
Let's have some more episodes. Proud to you, Rob. What an achievement that is.
Thank you.
Hey?
Thank you.
Some people thought it wouldn't work, mate.
Well, you know, when I said it was big.
You've gone and proved them wrong, ain't you?
I am. Hey? I hope it was worth the wait.
It was.
I genuinely hope it was worth the wait.
All the assholes that you've had to put out with as well along the way to find.
I can appreciate the fact that it was very frustrating when I wasn't saying, but I wasn't doing it deliberately to be a dickhead.
Right. You just couldn't say anything.
I just couldn't say anything. All right. And hopefully now you understand. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, more Heather Small.
Yes.
Because I am proud, Rob.
Cheers, buddy.
Anyway. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to We Came, We Saw, We podcasted again this week. We do very much appreciate it. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Give us a rating on iTunes. Do whatever you like with it this week. Do whatever you like. I hope you've got anything out.
Actually, if you're going to recommend this episode, you should probably make them listen to the last few episodes so they get as wound up.
I think we should always end the show with a bit of Heather Small.
I think we need a new outro.
Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Have a good one.